Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Please stand up and fill all the gaps. There's a lot of people outside. Everybody. Everyone, stand up, fill all the gaps. And brothers outside, they can come inside. Come forward. Jazakallah khair. Basir bhai, are you here? So anyway, if you have not signed up for the Epic newsletter, we have tons of announcements, tons of activities every day. So please sign up to announce our newsletter and get to know what's going on. Tonight we have program for the youth, a lot of program for the youth, inshallah. So check the announcements. The most important one is October 13th. I have said it last few weeks ago. We have an event called We're Gonna Feed Children Everywhere. We'll pack 100,000 meals for the local food pantries. It's a nationwide event. Locally, we get almost 900 volunteers from different faith. So please reach out to your corporate offices, wherever that you work. Invite them collectively to the event. Sign up for it, inshallah. And you can also sign, it's a family event, so please sign up. Is Basir bhai here? He's making the recording. As Ustad walking in here, I think Ustad is a little late today. Well, I'm here before him. He's late. Look at it. He's walking right now. Oh, he was waiting for me. Jazakallah khair, Ustad. He made an excuse. Anyways, Basir bhai, I hope you're recording it. I have a very special announcement, very important announcement. There's a brother from this community. He has been a pioneer, and I know them pretty much. Most of us know him. His family is going through a challenge, a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested pretty much most of his children. I have made this announcement earlier. They are in need of a kidney. If you have an O positive and you think that you can save, this is a life-saving situation for the children, for daughter and his son. If you have O positive, please reach out to me or any of the board member. Those who are watching online, we are requesting a donor, multiple donor, for a kidney donation. If you are O positive blood group, please reach out to East Plano Islamic Center. Send us an email and inshallah we'll connect with the brother, their family. And I hope that we find a match to inshallah ta'ala, biznillah, save some life. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We have a couple of announcements. Our beloved Dr. Amir Qureshi, one of the regular musallin, he had an open heart surgery today in the morning. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it successful. Dr. Khaja Khaliluddin, one of our, subhanAllah, very long time member and senior, he had to be taken to rehab to get better. And Sister Rifat Ahmed was informed today that she has cancer. So they're all asking for dua of shifa. Nas'al Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiahum. Nas'al Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiahum. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-Muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawta al-Muslimin. Also, subhanAllah, some sad news. A brother called Dr. Ahmed Isa Saleh. He fell from his bike and he died, leaving children behind, very young, 36 years old. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the highest place in Jannah. We Allah ask Allah to forgive his sins and give his family the patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with many many blessings One of these blessings is called in Arabic جوامع الكلم The closest translation would be concise speech. What does that mean? It means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say few words that you can derive tens of lessons. Few words that you could learn a lot from. This is a ni'mah that Allah blessed His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam with. For example, when Mu'ad asked for an advice, he told him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. When Mu'adh asked for an advice, Rasulullah ﷺ gave him three statements, ya akhwan. Those three statements, believe it or not, have summarized Islam. All Islam with its laws and rules and regulations summarized with three statements. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. That is the relationship with Allah. Follow an evil deed with a good deed. It will erase it. Relationship with myself. And treat mankind with good manners. My relationship with the creation. The whole deen in three statements. Today's hadith is not three statements. It's three words. And such an eloquent and profound hadith that you will be amazed how many lessons we can learn from this hadith. This hadith is so profound that if the imam or the amir of the masjid applied it in their community, the community will have peace. If the father and the mother apply it at home, the home will have harmony. If the principal apply it with his teachers and his students, that school will be the best school. And if the president and the king apply it with his people, that country will be prosperous. Three words. Al-mu'min mir'at al-mu'min. In another narration, al-mu'min mir'atu akhi. Very simple. The believer is the mirror of his fellow believer. Done. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used the word mirror, I cannot replace it with a photo, x-ray, anything else. Mirror means mirror. Just like when the hadith that we all know, he said, if a fly fell in your food, take it out, dip it, and throw it again, and then you can continue eating that food if you need it. I cannot replace the fly with a mosquito. So here, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, the believer is the mirror of his fellow believer. طيب. Why mirror? Lend me your ears and your heart, and I beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make these words from my heart to yours. Why mirror? First, characteristic of the mirror. The mirror tells the truth. If I stand with this white thawb in front of the mirror and I have stain on the thawb, the mirror will tell me, you have a stain. You have a stain on your thawb. Similarly, the believer, when he sees his brother or his sister doing something wrong, he has to say something. He must say something. This is wrong. My brother, my sister, I learned the three-word hadith. The believer is the mirror of his fellow believer. You are my mirror, and I'm seeing something wrong. I have to notify you. I have to advise you. I see my sister posting her picture without hijab on Instagram. Many of the brothers, they put a heart, they put like, and they're supporting something like that. No, I am a believer. I will privately message the brother, message the sister. This is wrong, my sister, because I cannot do this publicly. النصيحه في الملا فضيحه. Giving an advice in public is a scandal, is disgrace. You're not sincere. So I privately message the person and I tell him, this is not right. I love you for the sake of Allah And which brings us to the second characteristic, which is how you are giving that message to that person who's in error. How are you giving it? Which is the second characteristics of the mirror. The mirror is very gentle. One pebble shatters the mirror. So when you are giving the advice to that brother or to that sister, you have to make sure you say it gently, kindly, wisely. Show that you are really concerned. Do not feel like I am better than you. Don't ever advise someone with the mode that I am better than you. And depending on the words that you use, depending on the approach that you use, the outcome will be either successful or not. So, and if you are the receiving, if you are at the receiving end, do not be upset if someone gave you an advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summarized the deen again in a two-word hadith. Ad-deen and nasiha. Deen, our religion, is advice. So if somebody gave you an advice, do not be upset. He is seeing something that you are not seeing. And he wants to apply this hadith we're learning today with you. So do not be upset. Do not, many people, when someone advises them, what do? Yalla, block. They cannot take constructive criticism. Subhanallah. Listen to what Umar radiallahu anhu, a man that understood and applied this deen. He said, رحم الله امرئ أهدى أهدى إلي عيوبي. He made a dua of rahmah. He said, may Allah have mercy on the person who, look at the word he used, gifted me. Ahda from hadiyya. May Allah have mercy on the person who gifted me my faults, who gifted me my shortcomings. So no one is perfect. Anybody is advising you and you felt that he's doing it sincerely, take that advice and thank them. And do not worry what people will say. Because many people do not give the advice, what if they stop talking to me? What if this? What if this? No, no, no. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You're not a true believer until you love to your brother. You love to your sister what you love to yourself. And from that foundation, from there, that's why you're giving that advice. يا أخي, I love you for the sake of Allah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I'm not a true believer if I don't give you a proper advice. I love to see you improve. I love to see less mistakes. I'm advising you. And I would beg you to do the same to me. Third characteristic of the mirror. If I clean 10% of the stain, the mirror will tell me, you clean 10%, keep going. If my brother is addicted to alcohol, he used to drink every single day. Now, after my advice, he's drinking now once a week. He used to smoke one packet a day. Now he's down to 10 cigarettes. Habibi, Allahu Akbar, keep going. You're doing great. This is what the true believer does with his fellow Muslim. Keep going. He does not come to him. You're still smoking after how many times I spoke to you? You're still drinking? No, no. He's trying. Do not be that shaitan. Encourage him. Just like the mirror. When you stand in the mirror, oh, wow. It's getting better. The stain is almost gone. Keep going. Keep going. Fourth, the mirror does not exaggerate the size of the stain. If you have a small stain, the mirror is not going to show you a huge stain. Similarly, if my brother, my sister committed a minor sin, I don't go and tell them, ya kafir, what's wrong with you? You left Islam. And at the same time, if they committed a major sin, I do not belittle it. I give it its proper size, its proper attention. This is what the mirror does. Sometimes we exaggerate. Somebody made a small mistake. Maybe I caught him once eating with his left hand, and maybe he's a lefty. This guy is, if I were you, I would, ya Habibi, what did he do? Go advise him. He just made a mistake. Maybe he forgot. Maybe something's wrong with his right hand. The mirror, number five, the mirror does not only show the stain, it shows the rest of the thawb, how clean it is. You have a stain, but the rest of the thawb is amazing, it's spotless. The rest of the thawb is spotless. Many people concentrate on the stain, and especially the husband and wife. His wife does everything immaculate, amazing. She has one problem. That's all he focuses on. He forgets she's a hijabi, she prays five times a day, she's doing an amazing job raising the children. Her cooking is not good. And also the same, the sister, husband, 23, 25, 30 years of good. He makes one mistake. She brings up stuff from 1982. And she, with details, with complete details, by the hour, by the second, and everything. And she forgot that this guy has been great for 20 years. He messed up once, ya akhti. Exaggerate the positive. The stain, this is what the mirror does. The stain is there. But look at this, the rest of the stuff is all clean. Help me. Six, very important. When I clean the stain, the mirror does not remind me you used to have a stain. When I clean the stain, the mirror does not remind me last time you were here, you had a stain. And this happens a lot when one of our brothers, one of our sisters repented. They stopped all the haram and they came back to Allah strong. And all of a sudden, they improved so much that they are now making da'wah to Allah. They're asking people to join them. And then this, mashallah, smart, wise guy, he comes and says, you forgot where you were? You forgot who you are? Now you're telling us what to do? Does the mirror do that, ya akhi? Have you ever stood in front of a mirror and it told you, 6 years ago you had a stain? Never. Don't ever remind your brother, your sister, after they have repented and they have improved, don't remind them of their past. قال الله عز وجل بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان. This ayah, many of our scholars used it when one of the countries, many of the singers and the belly dancers and the actors repented and they started putting the hijab and they improved. So they told the people, be careful. Don't go and tell her, oh, you forgot that you used to dance. Now you're telling us what to do. Now you're telling us to put hijab. Subhanallah. That's not from the manners of the believer. Number seven, the mirror does not differentiate between black, white, rich, poor, Arab, Ajam. It gives you the proper image, no matter who you are. And this is one of the sicknesses that we have in our ummah.
that we separate and differentiate because of color or because of status or because of wealth. And when we get rid of this mentality and this racism, then and only then we will be successful. The mirror gives the right image. And Allah already told us the formula. Akramakum indallah atqakum. The best of you, the most honored among you in the sight of Allah is the one with the most of taqwa. Not the Arabi, not the non-Arabi, not the rich, not the poor, not the black, not the white. The one with the most taqwa. This is what the mirror reflects. Number 8, which is probably the most important. The mirror does not store the image. The mirror does not save the image. I stood in front of the mirror and I had a stain. And I left. And Hudhayfa came and stood in front of the mirror. The mirror will never, ever tell him, you should have seen Ustaz Bajur's thawb. Ghiba. Backbiting. Backbiting. The faqiha of our majalis. The amusement and the entertainment of our gatherings. We put a list of people and yalla, we start one by one talking about them. Ghiba. The mirror will never tell you what is the condition of the person who came before you. And similarly, the believing man, the believing woman, do not backbite one another. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, I will be very excited. I'm walking. I'm about to enter Jannah. And I see a guy coming. Yes, Habibi, how can I help you? When I was in the dunya, because at that day, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. On that day, everything will be presented and exposed. Nothing is hidden. When I was in the dunya, you spread rumors against me. You send an email to the community with a fake name. You started saying things that ruined my reputation. I need 5,000 hasana. Because the currency on that day is not dollar or dinar. The currency is that day is hasanat and sayyiat, good deeds and bad deeds. Ya akhi, 5,000 hasana, I worked so hard. Look at this. On that day, my mother and your mother that you adore and you love so much, you cannot give her one hasana, but you will give the guy that you cannot stand thousands of hasanat because you were backbiting them in this dunya. So he takes this 5,000 hasana and you think you're done and you look and you see a huge line of people doing the same thing because you are not quiet in this dunya. The solution for this is very easy. Another three-word hadith. Man samata naja. Allahu Akbar. Whomsoever is quiet, he's saved. Think before you talk. Think before you speak. Is it good? Bismillah. If it's not, cease. Stop. Allah warned us, this backbiting is a major sin, and we belittle it. 20, maybe 25, or maybe more years ago, if you ask somebody, can someone backbite when they are alone? They will tell you, how? Because the definition of backbiting is to speak about someone, something they do not like, in their absence, and it's true. So there's nobody here. How can I backbite? And with the technology right now, you can backbite when you're alone by texting. Alone.
And you will get that wizr, the sins of backbiting. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. المؤمن مرآة المؤمن. Memorize this simple, beautiful hadith. We all know the word المؤمن. It's repeated twice. All you have to memorize is the word مرآة, mirror. Before we leave the house, we stand in front of the mirror. Sister's fixing her hijab. The brother's making sure everything is clean, is pressed. If the mirror is dirty, it will reflect the wrong image. Who's your friend? If you have a friend that when you are doing something right, he takes your hand and assists you. And when you're doing something wrong, he advises you, bite on that friend. Hold on tight on that friend. He is reflecting the right image, because some friends reflect the wrong image. Keep going. You're looking and you're seeing that everything is clean, but because the mirror is dirty, it showed you that everything is okay. Keep going. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, there will be people that would say, Ya waylata, ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khaleela, laqad adallani an al-dhikr ba'da idh ja'ani. Ya Allah, ya Allah, I wish I did not take so and so as my friend. After I put the hijab, after I became steady on my salat, after I become the people of the masajid, he came, adallani, he took me astray. Ya Allah, I wish I did not take that person as my friend. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, annasu ma'adin, ka ma'adin al-dhahab wal-fidda. People are like mines of gold and silver. Wallahi, Allah is my witness. I know brothers in this community that are gold. May Allah preserve them and protect them. My brothers and sisters, this is briefly some of the characteristics of the mirror. Can you imagine? We study and understand every hadith in this manner. Wallahi, our life will completely change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا قوي يا عزيز. دمر أعداءهم تدميرا. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم دمرهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أغث إخواننا في بنغلاديش وفي اليمن وفي السودان وفي بورما وفي الصين وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي لبنان وفي كل مكان. اللهم يا رب العالمين آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Yeah, please move from the hallway and the two rooms and come to the main hall and make sure the lines are straight. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Heels on the line. Please, sisters, do the same. I was informed that there are sisters praying alone in the multipurpose hall without completing the lines. Please make sure, brothers and sisters, complete the lines.
سمير سمير
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اهتدوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please on your way out donate generously. We all know that this masjid operates on your donation. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم.